You got it tuned to listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN, broadcasting from the Blue Ridge to the Bay. I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you live from the Line Hotel in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest. Thrilled to be joined by Kathleen Edwards. Kathleen, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me. You have a beautiful setup here. This is so nice.
Thanks for being here. The last time we checked in with you, you had... were about to release Total Freedom back in 2020, and you were kind enough to do a home studio session for us. We pivoted during that time and did Zoom sessions like the rest of the world did. What have you been up to since? It's hard to believe it's been 4 years.
Yeah, wow. I packed a lot of life into those 4 years. At the time when I put up Total Freedom, I owned a coffee shop called Quitters Coffee. I sold that business. I got married. I sold my home. I moved to Florida. Yeah, just a couple small life changes.
Just nothing major.
Nothing major. It's been life has not been slow or dull in the last couple of years, but that's probably true for a lot of people. You know, the pandemic really kind of, I think, shook a lot of people's, rattled people's cages a little, and people made some changes in their life that they needed to make.
Absolutely. So do you miss the coffee shop business at all?
No, that's not true. I miss the people. I quit music in around 2013. I was really at a really pretty low place in my life. I was really just exhausted. I was pretty depressed. And the touring life and sort of life in the music business was just, I hadn't taken the time that I should have taken to sort of recharge my batteries. And so I moved home, which is Ottawa, Canada, and I bought a little bungalow. I wanted a garden and I wanted a dog. And so I did that. And I kind of realized pretty quickly that I needed a pretty extensive break from writing and from playing music and just not always having a bag packed. Like that was 12 years of my life, like gone. So I opened up a coffee shop and I loved every second of it. It was such a great, like, forced escape from a life in the business, music business, that you really become, it's a bubble. You really live in a bubble when you're going to radio stations and you're playing venues and you're with your band. And I met some extraordinary people through my business that really gave me a whole new perspective about life and about, you know, it's a pretty cliche thing to say, but gratitude, because I was able to suddenly have relationships with people that were not about them being fans of my music. That sounds absolutely pretentious, but it was sort of absent. And so I really felt like I built a community around me. It was really meaningful.
That's great. I read that you said during that period of time, you also learned to enjoy listening to music again. And so I'm curious, what music would you put on in the coffee shop? Would you have different music when you had customers there versus when you were closing up and it was just you?
Yeah, when the shop was closed and I was mopping floors and cleaning bathrooms, it was Led Zeppelin and it was like, you know, on 11, and that was fun. When it was open for business, it was like the new, like I would put on the new Lucinda Williams record. It was called Where the Spirit Meets the Bone. And I just thought that record was so good. Greg Lease, I think, produced it. And it was just a rockin', like, amazing guitar players. And Raylan Baxter, I loved his first big record. And there's a band, I don't know why it's escaping me. I listen to them all the time. The two women from Sweden who are sisters.
First Aid Kit.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They're great.
I listen to them all the time. And one of the fun things about owning the coffee shop was that I employed a lot of young people. You know, I didn't initially realize that's what I was going to be doing, but I did. And I was really pretty uptight about the playlist in the shop. And I think I exposed, you know, or in the early days, a lot of people to music that wasn't like your classic top 40 hot AC
right.
music. And I feel a little bit proud about that. We played a lot of War on Drugs. We played a lot of, you know, we just... when Joe Cocker died, we did a week of Joe Cocker in the shop. Like it was a cool place to sort of play music that was a reflection of like your, you know, what you like.
Kathleen Edwards live on WNRN from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. We're at the Line Hotel. Kathleen, we're talking about all the music that you love playing in your coffee shop. We would love it if you'd play us a song.
I picked you up on the other side of the river.
Dogs and alcohol, they go so good together. You were so sweet immediately. Charm me with your skin and bones and hop in the backseat. Well, here we go. Under the little catalpa tree is where I put you. With a rock that says your name that I had made for ya. And now my favorite thing to say is who rescued who? Who rescued who? Who rescued who? Picked up a habit I am just trying to lose. Called courage in a glass that helps me keep up to you. Cause when we walk down the street, everybody would just stop and say, oh boy, aren't you so sweet? Yeah, and I felt that too. And under the little catalpa tree is where I put you. With a rock that says your name that I had made for ya. And now my favorite thing to say is who rescued who? Who rescued who? Who rescued who?
Kathleen Edwards live on WNRN from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. We're hanging out at the Line Hotel. So how did you find your way back to music again for Total Freedom? I was actually a fan of that Maren Morris album.
Mm-hmm.
And she was somebody, ironically, that she was one of the first people I saw at South by Southwest in 2013, I think. And then, you know, now has since blown up. But talk about how you sort of got linked up with her and what got you back into recording the last record.
It was... day to day, I was at the coffee shop, kind of knee deep, making breakfast sandwiches, you know, training people how to make coffee. And I got a message from her management saying that she was a fan and she was writing for her new record. And, you know, would I consider coming down to Nashville and writing? And I'm not really a co-writer. I've not done a lot of that. But I was really excited about the idea of like actually getting away from my coffee shop for a week, you know, just take a week away from it. So I went down and my experience was really amazing. And Maren was very gracious and warm. And we worked with the third person that we worked with, who was sort of our, you know, kind of like almost like a chaperone for the writing session, was a music producer and musician named Ian Fitchuk. Ian had just finished producing Kacey Musgraves' Golden Hour. It hadn't come out yet. And so the three of us wrote for 2 days. We came up with two songs. One of them ended up on her record. And it just was one of those things where I was pretty nervous about it because I thought, well, I don't really know if I have anything to offer. And it just was, it was like putting on a really, your favorite pair of jeans. I was like, oh, this feels great. I'm really comfortable. This is such a natural extension of who I am. And I just flew home feeling like, oh, I got to get back into this. It really felt good. It felt like I was really being honest with myself about the fact that I actually really love doing it, and it was really rewarding. So got back up on that horse.
Well, we're glad you did. We'd love it if you play another song for us from the last record, Total Freedom. Kathleen Edwards, live on WNRN from South by Southwest.
When I go walking in my neighborhood, I wonder how I even got here. It seems so long since those Hamilton days and the first house we bought together. And the online street view used to crack me up. It was you standing in your slippers on the front porch with our Siamese cat, but it's not up there anymore. And I will always be thankful for it. I was so lucky to be under your wing, but I think I went and outgrew 'em. Now when I find myself looking back, I think of all the cool shit that happened. Well, we had a tour bus with a bed in the back. We bought a rock and roll dream, it was total crap. We toured the world and we played on TV. We met some of our heroes. It almost killed me, and I will always be thankful for it. And I will always be thankful for it. Some things we should have said, 'cause it was too late when we did. Like, you changed too much. You didn't change, and I'm sorry for everything. For everything. But playing at the horseshoe, and I was drinking too much whiskey. You always knew how to set me straight, even though I didn't want to hear it. And I will always be thankful for it. And I will always be thankful for it.
Kathleen Edwards live on WNRN from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. We're hanging out at the Line Hotel. So what's next for Kathleen Edwards? Are you working on any new material?
Yeah, I am. I'm excited to work on a new record. I've been writing for about a year, and I'm ready to make a record. And I ended up just going to the studio this past month and doing some songs that would be like my sort of like... Do you remember Annie Lennox had an amazing record of covers called Medusa? She's extraordinary, of course. And it was sort of proposed, like, why don't, instead of making a new record, before you start that, maybe just do some cover songs. And I was like, well, I love all these songs. So I made a list and just finished recording those, and they'll come out this year. I don't know how or where. I stay out of that part. I just record it.
Well, let's hear you do a Paul Westerberg cover. It's Kathleen Edwards live on WNRN.
One, two, three, four.
Call me when your arms are empty. That's the only way call me when you're full of pretty lies. Call me when your arms are empty and open all night. Well, you lied enough, open wide enough to drive a truck straight through. The only lie we're telling is I'm in love with you. The only lie we're telling is I'm in love with you. Call me when you think you're leaving. Hope you know you're not deceiving me again, just like you think you should. Call me when your arms are empty and open all night, 'cause you lied enough, open wide enough to drive a truck well straight through. The only lie we're telling is I'm in love with you. The only lie we're telling is I'm in And if you need someone to tell everything you've done, lie to me, I'm the one who still can attempt to be your friend. And if you need someone to tell everything you've done, lie to me, I'm the one who still can pretend. Call me when your eyes are empty and open all night. You lied enough, open wide enough to drive a truck straight like a knife. And the only lie we're telling is I'm in love with you. Yeah, the only lie we're telling is I'm in love with you.
Kathleen Edwards live from the Line Hotel in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest, a beautiful cover of Paul Westerberg's Only Lie Worth Telling, a Kathleen Edwards covers record coming out sometime in the near future. I'm Desiree Moses for WNRN. Kathleen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.